Hello, this is Donald.
Thank you for calling the Alabama. I mean, my name is Monique. I am calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person?
Sure. Hi, Monique. My name's Donald.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. That was quick. I just asked for a call back, and boom, you were there.
How may I help you today?
I need to file a claim for unemployment, please.
Could I have your social?
It's 422-94-5447.
Okay. Give me 1 second. You said it's 422-94-5447?
Yes.
And you're filing a new claim?
I am filing a brand new claim, never filed before.
Okay. Could I have your first name, please?
It's Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D.
Your last?
Last name is Nackery, N-A-C-C-A-R-I. N is in nations, A is in apple, C is in car, C is in car. A is in apple, R is in radio, I is in India.
Could I have your date of birth?
12-02-60, 1960.
1960?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, I did not.
What was your highest grade level you completed in school?
The highest level of college. Bachelor's.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden last name is Ross, R-O-S-S.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Which state is your driver's license in?
Alabama.
Do you have your driver's license number?
It's 454-2317.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options. You have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account. Or you can receive it through the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checkings or savings?
Checking.
Can I have your routing number, please?
The routing number would be 10-100-1351.
Can I have your bank account number?
It is 1600-1223-2362.
You say your route number was 10-100-1351.
Yes.
And your bank account number was 1600-1223-2362?
Yes.
Could I have your address?
The address is 1538 Choctaw, C-H-O-C-T-A-W Drive.
Could you repeat that one more time?
That's 1538 Choctaw, C-H-O-C-T-A-W, Drive.
Okay. You said C-H-O-C-T-A-W?
Yes.
Okay. The city?
It's Birmingham.
Zip code?
35214.
Is residence address different from the above mailing address?
Nope, that's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Have I moved within the past year? Yes.
Could I have your telephone number, please?
It's 205-400-8663.
It's 205-400-8663?
Yes.
You said, I'm going to verify your address. You said it was 1538 Choctaw Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Purple and Gold ENT, Takes to Go, Yak, or Zelle, Zuri, or none of the above?
Repeat this, please.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Purple and Gold, ENT, Takes to Go, Yak, Yale, or Zelle, Zuri, none of the above?
The Purple and Gold. Yeah. Something I did a long time ago.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1228 Edens Town Road, 2197 Highway 624, 5043 U.S. Highway 80 West, 84 Yacht Road, or you have never been associated with any of these addresses?
The first one, the Eddingstown.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1988 Porsche 924 or 1991 Dehesti S Shade or 1995 Saturn S Series or 1996 Ford Thunderbird, or you have never been associated with these vehicles?
Probably the Thunderbird.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification? Certificate.
No.
Are you filing for...
Go ahead.
Are you filing for DUA disaster unemployment?
No.
What's the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was... I don't have a calendar. Let's see. It wasn't Friday. It was a week before Friday. Last Friday. So last Friday was the 11th.
11.
So it was. It would be the Friday before that.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I can work. Yeah.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension in other than Social Security from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for?
I've got that date for you. My last day of work was the 4th.
Okay. Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
That I can would be 22.
Could you repeat that?
$22. Yes.
That's the lowest hourly wage you will accept.
Well, that's what pays my bills.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
Did they give me a date to return to work? No. Mm-hmm.
What was your job title?
Customer service relations.
Are you seeking for work in your current occupation?
Please say that again.
Are you seeking for work in your current occupation?
Am I? Yes, I would seek that.
What was your job? Was it Wish A Alex E T Alabama?
Alex Wish was the CEO of the company.
So that was the job.
That's not how I know it. I worked for First Heritage Mortgage.
So are they called Wish Alex?
That would be a name that would be applied there. I would say yes.
Do you have their telephone number?
Let me see. You could call, let's see, 703-259-0766.
What was your start date?
What was my start date? I believe it was August 21st, 2013.
August 21st, 2013. Yes. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick pay, or holiday?
Vacation, yes.
What city and state was that in?
I am confused by the question. I'm sorry.
What city and state was the work performed in?
Oh, Alabama, Birmingham.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday?
Vacation.
So you are going to get paid for your last day?
I've already been paid for the last day. I have paid time off that is still due me.
Total hours?
The total hours was 22.
The pay per hour?
The pay per hour is $22.23.
Have you applied for a pension or do you receive are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
Why am I no longer working? The company, this isn't a simple thing. There was a change in policy, and I advised them that I was not going to be able to comply with the policy, and they let me go.
So you were fired?
Yes. I was terminated, yes.
You said they were doing a policy and you didn't want to follow that one.
Right. I told them I was not going to be able for conscience.
So violation of company policy?
Well, it would have been if I had broken it. I just told them I could not comply with it.
Who discharged you?
Who discharged me? The president of the company.
His name?
His name is Banks, B-A-N-K-S, Gatchel, C-A-T-C-H-E-L. And also Denise Draper. So that's whose number I gave you.
Okay. Your date of discharge?
February 4th.
What was the final incident you said? Let me see.
But they had a new policy had been established, and I had told them that I was not going to be able to comply with the new established there with the new policy. Therefore, they terminated it. So it wasn't really a breaking of their policy. It was just telling them that I was not going to be able to comply with the new policy.
Did you commute? Did you commute the act?
Yes.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Any prior
warning
for
same?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to you being discharged?
I tried to get them to change the policy. That was my hope, that they would change the policy.
I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN. Are you ready for that?
I'm sorry? A PIN? Yes.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Your 4-digit PIN would be 46 4760.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
4760
is the PIN number, and it's just a PIN number with
unemployment.
You
yeah,
unemployment. Okay. Got it.
Excuse me, sir. My whole process just closed out.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know why they keep doing this.
I'm related to computer issues.
I'm probably gonna have to reset it. So write your number down, or you can just call back. You can call back and somebody else could probably redo your claim for you.
Okay.
Cause you call back in just like
whichever
10 to 20 minutes.
For you.
You can call like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Just call back in a little bit.
Yes, sir. But can I have your number just in case?
My number is 205
400
8663. So will they be giving me a whole new PIN?
Huh?
Will they be giving me a whole new PIN number, or will I just advise them that I had been speaking to Monique?
Just say you already spoke to someone and their computer shut down on you, on them while they were doing your filing your claim. And you're just trying to you're just trying to finish the process, but her computer closed down on you.
Okay. Do you have
so it just I don't know why it shut down, but it done did this 2 times on two people.
May I get your last name, Monique?
I'm not supposed to do that. I just have to give you my first name.
Okay, I understand.
What is your name again, sir?
My name is Donald Nackery, N-A-C-C-A-R-I.
N-A-C-C.
Would it not be easier for you just to call me back? Because it may be retained in your system. It may still be there.
It probably wouldn't because I tried that with someone else. I had re-entered their social. I promise you, I did the same thing with them, and they had got frustrated, and they just didn't want to do the claim anymore. I don't know why, but they just got frustrated, and I almost was done with their claim, just like I almost was almost done with yours, and the computer just locked me out. I don't know why, but I'm finna try to reset my whole computer, because I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I appreciate it, Monique. Thank you.
And you say your name was Donald Mac?
Nackery, or you can just call me Donald Nakari.
Okay.
I will answer either way. I know what it is. Okay. You're talking to.
If you, you can just call, like, they're going to pick up, like, somebody's going to pick up. But if I do not call you back, you need to go and be giving them a call, because I do go on lunch in a minute. So I'm going to reset my computer for you.
How much time should I give you? An hour?
Yeah, or you can just call them back right now. You can call one, because we have a lot of, you know, people that's taking calls.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to get you in. It shouldn't take that long, because I almost was done with your process. But if not, if it just wiped you out the whole system, you know, you have to just go through the same process.
You have to go through the whole
yes, sir.
Thing again. Yes.
So
okay.
I apologize for that.
I understand.
Thank you for calling that. You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.